The Lake Superior ice caves near Bayfield are enjoying hundreds and hundreds of visitors these days. We'll get some more tips on ice cave exploring during this edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. And there are a plethora of other fun activities and events taking place in and around Wisconsin this month, and we'll explore as many as we can. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, February 7th. Travel writer Gary Knowles is back with his list of events. It's posted on our website and our Facebook page at The Joy Cardine Show. And we will welcome your questions for Gary about things to do in and around Wisconsin. And as always, I invite you to tell me where to go. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Gary Knowles is the Upper Great Lakes columnist to Journal and Topics newspapers, contributing travel editor for the online publication American Boomer, and he's our monthly contributor to these Tell Joy Where to Go programs. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. I hope you're enjoying winter.
Oh, this is the coldest winter I remember ever. I mean, I know there were colder ones, but my goodness, I mean, how do you get used to this?
Well, it seems that it's the perfect winter for people who enjoy skiing and snowshoeing and anything that has to do with snow or cold temperatures, I guess.
Yeah. And I like winter sports enough, and but it just, you know, double digit below zero can go away for a while.
Yeah. It does get old, doesn't it?
But you know,
you've had enough of it.
I read that, and we will talk more about the ice caves coming up after 6:30, because we have a Wisconsin Life audio essay on the ice caves.
Okay.
And so we'll talk a little bit more about them. But Gary, I know you're planning a trip up there this month.
Well, I am. I've been up there a couple times, and they are fascinating, and we'll talk more about it later. But it really is a good thing to do, because they're not every year phenomena up there. It's like, I think this is the first time in about 3 or 4 years now that they've really formed at a point where it's worth taking the hike out there.
And we will also perhaps talk about some other things to do in the Bayfield area or northwestern Wisconsin if you decide to go up and see the ice caves. But why don't we talk about some other events going on first? I don't know, anything else that you're looking forward to, Gary?
Well, if for people that don't want to go outdoors a whole lot, you have to go outdoors to get there, but the Garden Expo is taking place, and supported, of course, sponsored by Wisconsin Public Television, and this has been going on, I don't have exactly how many years. I know it's a long time running, and it's a great show. You can go indoors, and you can enjoy thinking about gardens and thinking about taking care of your lawn, and forget about the snow for a little while.
I love it. Think spring and growing green things. And in fact, Wisconsin Public Radio does partner with Wisconsin Public Television, and we are also going to have a presence at the Garden Expo, including Larry Mueller will be there with all of his Garden Talk experts, and I'm going to be there. I'm not a garden expert, but I will be Saturday afternoon from 2 until 4 at the public broadcasting booth.
Great.
And, you know, I'll hand out some pens or bottle openers or something.
Well, there's, you know, the nice thing is it's in Madison. I guess I didn't say that. I should probably say it. It's at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison. And easy to get to, easy to get into. And then once you're in there, there's so much to do. I mean, you know, they can come and talk to you and meet you, but seminars are going on. And, you know, if you need to talk to somebody about plants or about your plans for your garden or anything having to do with sort of spring and summer, it will be there.
Yeah, that I'm looking forward to that. That'll be nice. It's nice to dream about what our spring and summer gardens are going to be looking like.
Right.
But the other thing that I did last month, Gary, I did make it to the Prairie du Sac area for the eagle watching days.
Okay.
And got to see a half dozen eagles or more. There are a lot of them on that particular day. And I know that that eagle spotting is continuing in spots around the area.
Yeah, I like to point out to people that the eagles really don't know about the festivals.
Yeah, you know, right.
They're there anyway. They're going to be there. And actually, they tend to hang out Oh, and you can see a lot of them right up until all the ice disappears, and then they disperse a little bit. But they're still up there. They're at Prairie du Sac. They're at Cassville. They're down at Prairie du Chien, all along the Mississippi River. Great eagle spotting time. So, good idea to head over and take your binoculars with you.
And, you know, while you're looking for eagles, I know a lot of birders are excited because there are a lot of snowy owls in Wisconsin this year.
Apparently, that's right. I didn't get the full scientific explanation, but for some reason, their territory seems to have expanded down this way, at least this winter. Must be maybe it's the polar vortex that's brought them in, huh?
I think it is. I think it's that the tundra in Canada is so snowy that it's hard for them to find their prey, and so they're coming down. Little did they know they'd find the tundra here as well.
The southern tundra.
But in any case, that's on my list of must do things. I am yearning to see a snowy owl, so I want to do some bird watching, and I'm yearning to see those ice caves. I have wanted to see those ice caves for the past 10 years, and this is the first time in 5 years that they're ready to see. So those are two things that I'm going to try to fit in this month, I hope. And I'm looking for your suggestions, too. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. So, Gary, anything else that's on your list that you might suggest that I put on my list for things to do?
Yeah, a kind of a nice, fun event. It's been going on for a quarter of a century. It's the 25th annual Hot Air Affair in Hudson. They have their Hot Air Ballooning Festival taking place. That's this weekend.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and they've been doing that a long time up there, and it's really, it's a pretty area for it, of course, up in the northwest part of Wisconsin, over at Hudson, over on the river up there, and definitely a lot of fun. Of course, they have all the usual, you know, food and games and other things going on, music. And so it's a good weekend to go up to Hudson.
Well, that sounds beautiful. And I'm going to, I don't think I can do it this weekend, unfortunately, but hopefully one of these days. You know, I understand that there are a lot of the winter snow fest going on around the state. Like, looks like there's a winter snow fest in Bailey's Harbor, in Reedsburg, in Menominee Falls. So, you know, if you can't beat them, join them.
Well, that's, they really have all got them going up there, and they're all good. Actually, the one in Menominee Falls sounds good. They call it a chili fest, and it's chili all right, so they'll be ready for that.
Are they going to serve it too?
I think that they do have chili there served as well, which is always a good idea at this time of year.
Well, why don't you join us and tell us what you have planned for the month of February in or around Wisconsin? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. And let us know, are you someone who loves this cold, snowy weather that we've been having? Are you a winter sports enthusiast and you're embracing winter more than ever this year? Or are you looking for some nice, warm indoor things to do? You can let us know either way. I'm Joy Cardine with Gary Knowles. This is the Ideas Network.
I'm walking through your town in the snow. I'm walking through your town in the snow. I got no place to go. All the trains are running slow. And I'm walking through your town in the snow.
I would love to walk through your town in the snow. What's going on in your town? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine with travel writer Gary Knowles, and this is the February edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. You know, I saw something actually on my news feed on my Facebook page, Gary, that caught my eye. I'm not going to be able to go to it, and I understand you don't have it on your calendar, but there is a Taste of Chocolate event tonight in Rhinelander where I could walk through Rhinelander. That's tonight from 5 until 8 in the downtown area. For $5, apparently, you can stop at all sorts of different places along this route and taste chocolate delights at the 30 participating businesses that have come up with some, you know, some way to share chocolate treats. And sounded really good to me. And I, but there are other chocolate things we could do.
Yeah, you know, that sounds like what they do in Appleton. And in Appleton on Valentine's Day, they have Death by Chocolate, they call it there.
Yes.
And it's their 10th annual, similar kind of a trek around town. I'm sure College Avenue is coated in chocolate. And and there's a lot of places you can walk there. They have chocolate martinis, chocolate beer, other chocolate-covered cannoli, well, all kinds of things. And, you know, I mean,
who can, still who, my heart.
Yeah, who can argue with that? And then this weekend, actually, if you go up to Kohler, I know that we've had some of those Kohler chocolates. Boy, they have
good
their
stuff.
Chocolate weekend going on up there, their celebration of chocolate. And you can go up and, you know, enjoy Craverie, which is their chocolate shop. But they have seminars in chocolate making and candy making. Good weekend to be up in the Kohler area.
Oh, does that ever sound good? Yeah, Gary and I both went to Kohler and enjoyed some of the amenities there at the American Club last summer, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was that was kind of good. I wonder, maybe we should go out to this one. Enjoy.
I know.
You know, now you talked me into it.
I know.
That's where I think I'll
go
this
weekend.
All
right, so chocolate in Kohler and in Appleton and in Rhinelander. And I'm sure with Valentine's Day, there probably are many romantic things to do in Wisconsin. What do you have planned? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Dan in Drummond joins us. Hi, Dan. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. And actually, believe it or not, this is more of a normal winter than we've had in the last 28 years.
Says you, Dan.
hope you're enjoying it. Yeah.
But next weekend, a week from this Saturday, the Snowmobile Club, known as the Drummond Snowjacks, have their annual barstool races.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, wait a minute. So they have the barstool races. I thought that was in the summer, but they have one in the winter? Or this is...
No, this is their winter thing. It's their... they hold it on what they call the President's Weekend. And thank goodness this year they won't have to worry about trying to find snow.
That's on the 15th, I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then... maybe you ought to take a next weekend, come up, watch this, and then go up to the ice caves.
That's not a bad idea, Dan. That's not a bad idea. I've never seen a barstool race. So what do they do with that, Gary? How does that work?
Well, you have somebody who's a sitter. They sit on the barstool, and then they put it on skis, and they have some pushers, I think. Isn't that right, Dan? Isn't that what you do up there?
Yeah. And there's so many. One year when I was up there, there was an amusement company from Trago had an old pinball machine that was hollowed out, and they had that on a pair of skis with somebody running in it.
We are just a bunch of wacky people in Wisconsin, aren't we?
Well, they also have a chili cook-off going on, I think, too, don't they?
No, we don't.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Well, the information I got said that you're going to have a chili cook-off.
Maybe it's going to be something new this year.
Yep.
Maybe they are. I also heard a rumor that supposedly they're getting a Japanese news crew in from Japan to film this.
Well, they're wacky in Japan, too.
That's right. They'll be happy for that then. Yeah, that's right.
Thank you very much, Dan. We've got that on the calendar, so we appreciate it. And there are a lot of other goofy things going on. Outhouse races in Perkinstown? I don't even know where Perkinstown is.
Perkinstown, yeah. I want to say it's north central Wisconsin, but I may be wrong on that. It's not one of our bigger cities.
That's a small town charm in Wisconsin.
That's right, yeah. But so, I know, though, yeah, you're right. They're having outhouse races, and they actually have a kids qualification as well, so that you can get kids racing at small outhouses. I mean, you know, we don't really stop at just the idea.
These are
replicas
of outhouses, not necessarily the real thing.
Right, right. And that's the 22nd going, the outhouse races.
And so, let's, just because I'm really curious, I'm going to ask Christy Taylor, my director, she can get a locale on Perkinstown. I apologize to our residents of Perkinstown, but I
should know too, and I apologize.
No, we will find out because we learn things every day on Wisconsin Public Radio too, and I get there's also human ice bowling going on the 15th, and I'm not sure where this is exactly, but it sounds like another weird winter sport for Wisconsin.
Well, it may be that sounds like the kind of thing that they do in Cedarburg, maybe. Cedarburg has their 40th annual winter event going on, and I know they've got a lot of wacky things going on with that. As a matter of fact, they were listed among the zaniest winter festivals, and that's the 15th and 16th. That's coming up. They have a snowball tournament. They have bed racing up there. So, we don't just stop at regular racing. We have bed racing going on at Cedarburg and all kinds of fun things there. And then we also have the barstool races that we just mentioned. And there's a snowshoe race here in Madison as part of Madison Winter Festival. So that goes on down around the square. They're going to be running on snowshoes and skis and all kinds of things.
I remember that in past years, they'd actually truck in snow sometimes when we didn't have it, but we have it now.
I don't think we're doing any trucking this year.
Yeah, and I also know that sturgeon season is coming up in Wisconsin, Gary, and it looks like there's a sturgeon stampede in Fond du Lac.
There is, and that's coming up this weekend, actually, and it's actually the start of the sturgeon season, so they kind of kick it off with what they call the sturgeon stampede up there, and they have broom ball, ice bowling, a sturgeorama. I'm not sure exactly what a sturgeorama is, but they have stupid human tricks, and so there's probably quite a variety of things that'll be taking place. Roosevelt Park is kind of the epicenter of where it all begins up there, and good opportunity to go up to Fond du Lac, or if you're from that area, of course, you probably know that it's not pronounced Fond du Lac, right? And in Fond du Lac, it's pronounced Fondulac.
I disagree.
Oh, you yeah. Do, huh? Now, you were in Appleton. And
I was
you didn't
in Appleton. We always said Fond du Lac.
Okay,
and somebody who lives in Fond du Lac or Fondulac should give us a call.
Yeah,
I have heard it pronounced Fondulac, but I thought that was a mispronunciation. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org if you want to tell us how to pronounce Fond du Lac, or if you want to add an event to our list of events that are going on in and around Wisconsin during this month of February. Once a month, Gary Knowles stops by with this list. We ask you to add to it, and I usually pick a thing or two to do. I ask you to tell me where to go and then report back the following month. Oh, thanks to Christy, we found out that Perkinstown is about an hour and a half northeast of Eau Claire. It's sort of in the Medford area.
Oh, okay, good. Well, I'm glad we know where that is now.
Yeah. Oh, I have to. I did post on our Facebook page, Gary, a list of the world's largest things that you can find in Wisconsin. Giant sculptures and giant replicas of stuff. And it included the giant six-pack in La Crosse, for example. The giant muskie in
Hayward.
In Hayward.
The loon? Have you got the loon on there,
The loon wasn't on there. I was surprised because
I think there might be a bigger loon in Minnesota somewhere. If I'm not mistaken,
but maybe
a real big one in Mercer,
right? And it had others that were there. They there's a giant badger somewhere which I have not seen.
In Antigo, I bet, right?
Yeah, it might be. And there's a giant Penny and Woodruff which I have seen.
Yeah, that's right.
And a listener posted on Facebook. Tracy on Facebook says, "What about the gigantic hodag in Rhinelander?" And I bet you that's the only hodag in the world.
Well, there was, as I recall, a year or two ago, the people in the Upper Peninsula were trying to steal the hodag legend. And some of the youpers up there were claiming that the Hodag originated up there. So I haven't followed up on that one, but I think they're probably right. I doubt that there's a bigger Hodag than the one in Rhinelander.
Right. And this particular list of gigantic things may not be complete either. You know,
well, there's also a gigantic corkscrew on Highway 2 right outside of Hurley.
That was on the list, and I had not even heard of that. So I'll have to check that out when I'm seeing the ice caves. I don't know.
Oh yeah, well you might as well.
It's kind of close, yeah. Well, in fact, we are going to be talking more about the Lake Superior ice caves coming up after the news. We also have a feature for our Wisconsin Life essay on the ice caves. You can see a lot of photographs of the ice caves on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page and on our Wisconsin Life page as well, so you can check that out. I'd love to hear from you if you have been to the ice caves this year. What was it like? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And Gary will also have some tips on exploring the ice caves. And hey, you better make your reservations if you want to stay in Bayfield. It's pretty booked up, isn't it?
Bayfield is filling up, especially on the weekends. That's right.
Yeah, well, we will we'll check news, and then we'll be back talking more about things to do in and around Wisconsin, including a special feature on the ice caves in the Bayfield area. We'll check news, then we'll be back. This is the Ideas Network. Rockman lovers driving Lamborghinis, jealous, 'cause I'm out getting mine. Shade with the gauge and vanilla with the nine.
Been to Auburndale, New Auburn, Berlin, New Berlin, London, New London, Rome, the other Rome, Franklin, the other Franklin, New Franklin, Richmond, New Richmond, Ridgewood, Woodruff, Woodford, Pleasantville, Pleasant Prairie, Sun Prairie, Star Prairie, Prairie Sheen, Prairie Sack, Black Flambeau, Burnett. I've been over there, hey, smell that dairy here. Hey.
This is the February edition of Tell Joy Where to Go, where I ask you to share a Wisconsin event or experience happening in your neck of the woods, and it's possible I may check it out too. More of your questions and recommendations are welcome at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 6:37 on this Friday, February 7th. We'll get to more of your calls after this edition of Wisconsin Life. While many may look at this winter's extreme cold with disgust, it's being praised by thousands traveling to northern Wisconsin. That's because a rare natural phenomenon has been taking shape along the red sandstone cliffs of Lake Superior's south shore. WPR's Rich Kramer went to see the spectacular ice caves, accessible for the first time in 5 years, thanks to all this cold.
It's just after noon near the small fishing village of Cornucopia. There's a high temp of 18 degrees and a steady wind from the west. That's significant because it's the warmest day in 2 weeks. The starting point for the hike to the ice caves is a small parking lot at the end of Myers Road. I'm here with my mom. The last time we came to the ice caves, I was in sixth grade. This time, we're here to meet Bob Krummenacher, superintendent of the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore. As we look over the bustling lot, Bob explains just how unusual it is to be this busy on a weekday.
We've seen crowds at the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore that we have never seen before winter or summer. This is a remarkable phenomenon. The amount of media attention that we've gotten is unprecedented, and we're challenged by all these folks. We love the fact that they're here, but they're here more than we have the ability to staff it right now.
After a small flight of slippery stairs, we're on the beach, which is somewhere beneath about 2 feet of snow. There's a wide trail packed like concrete by thousands who have walked it before us. A half mile later, we're on the ice, and the gentle slope of the beach has given way to sheer cliffs of red sandstone, 4 stories high. Spilling over the edge are small groups of icicles resembling frozen waterfalls, but with each step they get bigger. Soon the formations clinging to the rocks look like giant stalactites and stalagmites, the kind formed in subterranean caves over thousands of years. But these formed over days and weeks. Krummenacher stands before a large arch of rock with ice bleeding from every crack.
This is almost like a pipe organ cathedral where there's just row after row of icicles of every size and shape. And in this area, they're all the same color. They're all clear. In a few places, particularly on the surface over here, you can see a little bit of reddish brown, and that's probably an indication that there's some blowing sand or rock fragments that have eroded off of the red rock.
At the next cave, we meet Megan Forbeck and Matt Staub. They drove nearly 7 hours from Madison to see the ice caves for the first time.
It's kind of like this, like, frosted glass. It's almost like it's an art exhibit. I mean, I hate saying, like, Dale Chihuly because it seems, like, so cliche, you know? But it really is, like, looking up, like, at a ceiling of just, like, a glass, like, chandelier, just all frosted and everything.
While they look as permanent as their rocky underground counterparts, Lake Superior's ice caves are fleeting. It's the first time in 5 years they've been accessible. Kremenacher says average ice cover on the lake has declined a lot over the years.
So in a lot of ways, as a result of climate change, this amazing ice cave experience is an endangered national park experience due to climate change.
He does think the ice caves will be back, but probably not as regularly as a decade ago. As for this year, there's no telling how long the ice leading to the caves will last. A strong wind could break it up in a matter of days. After about 3 hours on the ice, we start the long hike back to our cars. Everyone looks exhausted and cold. But for Jim Talkington, the hike, the cold, and the 7-hour drive from Rockford, Illinois, all seem insignificant compared to the natural phenomenon that is Lake Superior's ice caves.
Oh, they're awesome. They're well worth it. We were just talking about how it was just worth the drive up here just to see this. It's pretty cool.
You can see photos of the ice caves on wisconsinlife.org. Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. Find more Wisconsin Life on Wisconsin Public Television, which is a brand new TV series airing Monday nights at 8 throughout February. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is about 18 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Friday, February 7th, and this is the February edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I am joined once a month by Gary Knowles, who is the Upper Great Lakes columnist, Journal and Topics newspapers, and a contributing travel editor for the online publication American Boomer. He is our monthly contributor to these Tell Joy Where to Go programs. We welcome your input, your questions, your suggestions at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on our Facebook page at The Joy Cardine Show. You'll also find on our website and Facebook page Gary's list of recommended events that are going on in and around Wisconsin for the month of February. And I asked for calls from listeners who have experienced the ice caves this year, and I'm happy to report that Linda in Prairie du Sac called in. She was there. Hi, Linda.
Good morning, Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, thank you for calling. So when did you go to the ice caves?
2 weeks ago tomorrow, we were in the ice caves, and I have to tell you, I have never been as cold in my life.
Oh, wow. Really? So did you? You must have bundled up, I bet, too.
Well, my husband wore his hunting pants, and he was okay. I just wore jeans and long underwear, and not enough. You have to wear ski pants or something to, because the wind coming off the lake is so frigid.
Mm-hmm.
It just numbs you. It is that cold.
Wow.
But it was well worth, and it's not just a little stroll. It's 2 miles from the parking lot. And if you don't get to the parking lot early in the morning, there's another mile to walk into the park to get to the parking lot.
Did you make that mistake, Linda?
No. We got there about 8 o'clock in the morning, and we were able to park in the parking lot. And then it was a 2 mile hike in on the ice with it was 30 below zero wind chill at that time.
Oh, on that day, okay, yeah.
Yeah, and so it was cold, but well worth the trip. I would like to say it was almost like a cathedral going in some of the ice caves. Nobody spoke. It was very quiet, and there were lots of people there, even at that time in the morning, and it was almost a religious experience.
Wow.
It was so beautiful.
And we're not just talking one cave. This is a
About a mile of caves. It's like you can crawl into some of them. I have pictures on my Facebook site, and you can crawl into some of them, and others you can stand up and you just look, and just it's just awe-inspiring. You have to walk, the whole, all the way to the end, because it is really beautiful.
It sounds like it. And so despite the cold and the hike, it was well worth it.
Yeah. And the other thing is, if you carry a camera, if you take a camera, make sure you carry it close to your body so it doesn't freeze, because the battery will freeze. And that's what happened to mine. I had to take the battery out and put it next to my skin so I could, take more pictures.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was cold, but it was very much worth it.
Linda, thank you so much for sharing your experience. I really, really, really want to go to see these ice caves. And listening to Rich Kramer's Wisconsin Life report, I better get a move on, Gary.
Yeah, it's the estimate by the National Park Service people is that they'll probably be there through February into early March. But it's like he said, if they get a warm spell that comes blowing through here, what happens is that it can melt some of the ice that you walk on to get out there, and then the National Park Service will definitely recommend that you don't take the walk out there. So I would say you've got a good bet to get out there anytime in February yet. But I would say probably starting early March. You don't know which day is going to be the one where the warm spell comes through. And, the ice caves don't necessarily disappear, but the access to them really becomes difficult or highly not recommended.
Yeah. So you've been there too, Gary, and you have some tips for exploring the ice caves.
Yeah. I heard her first tip is one that I'd say for sure. Dress warm. Mm-hmm. Wear warm boots, because you're going to be walking on ice. You're going to be out there a long time. And if your feet get cold, your body is cold. Yeah. So, wear your warmest boots and dress, like she said, wear some clothes that will break the wind, because it's always windy up there, and the wind will blow on you. And her tip about keeping your batteries warm, great idea. Your cell phone, too. You probably want to keep your cell phone on an inside pocket somewhere, even though you may not get service anyway, because you're kind of a long way away from things and your cell phone may not work up there. A tip I would normally give people is be sure you go with somebody, but this year it seems that's not the problem. Seems like there's lots of people going in up there. Hundreds of people a day, I think, are going in. So, and it really is well worth the walk. It's about from the Myers parking lot near Cornucopia, it's about 17 miles from Bayfield. It's a lot closer to Cornucopia, but there's not a lot of lodging in that area. So you're going to want to make reservations probably the night before, because you're going to have to drive up there, like she said, and you want to be there early enough in the day to get a parking space. If you're driving from 17 miles away, you're going to be up very early in the morning. If you're driving from Ashland, it takes even longer. So,
well, getting up early is no problem, but
no, that's right.
for me anyway.
Yeah, no, that's right. Yeah.
But that is recommended that you get there early in the morning. Otherwise, you may not get a parking spot.
Well, there's a lot of people out going up there. So there are a lot of people looking to park in a not a huge parking lot, but it's fairly good. And the other thing I would just say is just to warn you, there are no facilities. So you may want to consider not having that whole pot of coffee before you take that walk, because it's a long way out. It's about, it's about a 1.1 mile walk to the first ice cave, and it's about 1.1 miles back. And there's in between nothing but sea ice and more people walking around.
Oh,
so,
I guess I never really even thought of that. That it's... And I suppose putting a porta potty out there would kind of ruin the ambiance.
Well, the National Park Service does have a facility at the parking lot, but it's closed in winter. So,
well, I think
so
maybe
they
should
go.
Rethink that.
Yeah.
It does sound like a wonderful experience, and I'm definitely going to try to make it this month. And I know, Gary, you're planning on maybe making it still this month, too. So
yep.
We
go back.
Shall see. I'm Joy Cardine with Gary Knowles. We are talking about things going on in and around Wisconsin and welcoming your recommendations, welcoming your questions. What do you have going on? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. This is the February edition of Tell Joy Where to Go here on the Ideas Network. We will talk about the worries and the woes of the Winter Olympic Games in Sochi and other top stories of the week in our Week in Review coming up after 8 o'clock this morning. But let the February Winter Games in Wisconsin continue now during this edition of Tell Joy Where to Go, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Stephen Eau Claire emails, February 22nd is the Berkey. Come watch the finish on Main Street in Hayward and have a beer and brat at the Angler's Bar and Grill. Well, that's a good specific suggestion. Thank you, Steve.
That's great advice. The Berkey, of course, is probably one of the biggest international ski races anywhere in the world. And we've got one right here in Wisconsin, from Cable to Hayward, and thousands of cross-country skiers participate in that. So it really is a great event. And well worth mentioning. And by all means, maybe worth going up there, catch the Berkey, and then go up and see the ice caves.
I was going to say, I thought about that. Then I thought, well, if it's so crowded in the Bayfield area with hotel rooms, maybe I'd get one in Hayward. Well, that's not going to work.
You might get floor space if you're lucky.
Yeah. Well, so much going on. So anyway, that's going on, and we've got a lot of fun things going on. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about this snow train. That sounds like a possibility. You can hop on a train and see the Wisconsin scenery and snowscapes.
Yeah, Mid-Continent Railway and North Freedom does this every year. They take the train out. This year, it's especially good because they've got all the snow out there. You know, some years the snow train has run and the snow's been there, but it's been kind of sparse. This year, there's a lot of snow out there in it's near the Wisconsin Dells, near Baraboo, and well worth going over to check it out. They've got a great railway museum in North Freedom called the Mid-Continent Railway Museum. But the steam train that they have run out there really makes quite a interesting picture, and it's really a lot of fun to go take that ride. There's also first-class dining that they have available on the train. So if you make reservations in advance, you can go up there and ride in class and have a great ride on a train through the beautiful winter countryside up there in the Baraboo area.
That sounds great, and we can also enjoy some planes, it sounds like, at EAA.
Yeah, actually, this weekend, we've got so much snow, they even put skis on the planes, and they have the ski planes coming into EAA this weekend. On the 8th, they'll be coming in, and they've got the big fly-in up there. They do this every year. And they typically get anywhere from 20 to 25 or more ski planes that fly in, and it's free. You can go in and look at them up there, and it's really kind of a neat thing to do. I've ridden on a ski plane one time when I was in Alaska, and it's really quite an adventure. It's a lot of fun.
Planes and trains and automobiles, all sorts of things going on. Speaking of the automobiles, back up to the sea caves. The other thing that I've been told by listeners I should do is take the snow road to Madeline Island.
Yeah, the ice road.
Ice road.
this year it probably won't be quite as heart-wrenching to do that, but the ice forms between Bayfield and LaPointe on Madeline Island, and when it forms thick enough, then you can actually drive across it to go from Bayfield over there. And of course, the residents of Madeline Island look forward to that because they don't have to rely on the ferry. They don't have to rely on that wind sled. They can just do the drive. The thing to do is just be aware that, and the same thing's true up at the ice caves, ice expands. And as it does, you'll hear ice contraction sounds. And sometimes those are really loud bangs and clacks and things like that. But by all means, if you're going to go do the sea caves, go to Bayfield and talk to the local people, make sure the ice road is in good condition, but take a drive across over to Madeline Island, and you can say you drove across Lake Superior with your car. And it is one of those things. Drive slowly because you're driving on ice and it's slippery, but quite an interesting drive, Joy.
Well, you know, we actually, Gary, maybe they changed things up this year, but we had three listeners call in to say that there is a porta potty, at least a bathroom at the Sea Caves.
Okay, it's maybe they've got it open this year. Yep.
Yeah, or maybe it's the one in the parking lot that you mentioned.
Yeah, and maybe they've got one out there too now. Maybe they did that because I know when I was up there, this was a couple of years ago when we did the hike up there. There wasn't any, and people were talking about it. So yeah, maybe the National Park Service people put one up there.
Well, John Munson was on for me last week, and he talked about the ice caves too with somebody from the national park up there, and I thought the same information was given, that there were no facilities, but maybe they have changed that.
I would play it safe.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, we have very little time left, but Mary in Pewaukee is with us with a suggestion. Hi, Mary. What's going on in Pewaukee?
Hi, good morning. Well, actually, it's not Pewaukee. It is actually in Wauwatosa in the MPTV. I'm a chicken, so I'm going to be inside, has a food market, including meats and cheeses and things like that. So local markets are going to be having that tomorrow, the 8th. That's between 9 and 1. And I wanted to also add that I did find that Perkinstown Winter Sports area online, and that is near Medford.
Yes, and thank you. We might have been looking that up when we announced.
Okay, yeah, and it says it's at the intersection of 13 and 64, and you travel 50 miles west on 64. And my husband and I would like to probably try those Apostles Islands. And is there a cost, or did I miss that? Was there a cost for that tour?
If you're going to do the boat tour, there's a boat tour you can take in summer. But if you're just going to go walk to the ice caves, no, that's free. You can do that.
Yep, all free to walk the mile out to the ice caves. That's good. And you don't need any kind of sticker to get into the area, right, Gary?
I think that's right. I didn't need one the year that I was there. I don't think they've instituted a parking pass or anything yet. But now that we've mentioned it, they may do it by next year.
Well, we have 1 minute to go or so. Gary, one last event. I understand there's some wine festivals going on.
Yeah, there's a neat wine tasting that'll be taking place. Parallel 44 is a nice winery over near Kewaunee, and on the 22nd they're having an event called Sip and Savor on the Frozen Tundra, and their white wine that they make is called Frozen Tundra White. It's a nice white wine, and it's up near the north of Manitowoc and southeast of Green Bay area, the Kewaunee Parallel 44 winery over there.
Sounds good. And I know that you're planning your ice caves visit, and you also have the governor's conference on tourism is coming up later.
That's coming up the first week in March, and I'll be there for that one. Yep.
Sounds good. And you will be back on this show, according to my calendar, on Friday, February 28th.
Yeah, not too long from now.
Yeah, all right. Thanks very much. We'll get a report on your ice caves. I'm Joy Cardine with Gary Knowles. This is the February edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. Thanks very much to Bill Martins, to Christy Taylor, and to Robin Cherry for producing this hour. And thank you for your suggestions. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.